HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're just going to continue with the halachot of Rosh Hashanah, the Selichot, Erev Rosh Hashanah. First of all, we know that the Ashkenazim, they start Selichot much later than we do. And the question is exactly what happens. Why was there such a concept that the Ashkenazim only do Selichot much later? They would do it, they always start on a Sunday, but they have to have a minimum of 4 days of before doing Selichot. So the reason why is because there was a concept of doing 10 taniyot, right, during this time. Now, obviously, we know that if you're going to do 10 fast days during the time from Rosh Hashanah until Kippur, that's perfect, but there are certain days that you can't fast. So, for example, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, you're not going to fast. You're not going to fast on Shabbat Teshuvah, and you're not going to fast Erev Kippur, which that's a mitzvah to eat. So therefore, you have 4 days which are lacking from the 10 days. Because you have those 4 days that you're lacking from the 10 days, anyway, everybody fasts 2 days. We fast the day of Tzom Gedaliah, we fast the day of Kippur. However, though, there's a concept of doing 10 days Taniyot. So because of that, they have to make up these 4 days. And therefore, what happens is that already before Rosh Hashanah, they have 4 days of doing fast. So therefore, they're going to do 4 days of Selichot. Now that's why it's a minimum of 4 days doing Selichot, but they always wanted it to start before, as if to say, like on the same day. So therefore, every single time, it's always going to start on a Sunday. So this year, that obviously, that's Rosh Hashanah is Sunday night, so they would start the week before Sunday. But for example, let's say it was going to be Monday or Tuesday, again, they would start a week ago on the week before Sunday, because they always have to have a minimum of 4 days. The Mishnah Berurah though comes, and he brings another interesting idea though, and he says, another reason why they had the minhag of coming and doing the 4 days minimum before was because by the korbanot, whenever we used to check whether they had a defect or not, they used to come and they used to check 4 days before. So therefore he says, the entire concept is that when we come to Rosh Hashanah, we want to make sure that we're not defective, that we don't have any problems. So therefore we check ourselves for 4 days minimum before, and we do Selichot before. Now there is another minhag. Again, this is just to do with the minhag of the Ashkenazim, to do with what we spoke about before. There is another minhag now, right, that we have to actually understand, which is basically as follows. Shulchan Aruch brings down in Sif Bet, right, in Siman Tov Kupi Aleph, Noagim Li Tanot Erev Rosh Hashanah. There is a minhag to do Tanit Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now, he does say that even though there's a minhag to come and to eat on, to do Tanit on Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Rama brings down a lot of people on Erev Rosh Hashanah before Alot HaShachar, they would come and they would eat. Which means, it's as if to say that Erev Rosh Hashanah is a Tanit day, so therefore they want to wake up early, they're going to eat beforehand, and then they come. Now, why do they do that? Says the Rama, because there was a minhag by the Goyim, that every single time they were going to have like a festival, they would fast that morning of the festival. So what happens is, he says, in order to get out of the Chukot HaGoyim, that we're not going to mimic, we're not going to copy the Goyim's actions, and therefore, what are we going to do? We're going to eat before, in that morning, before Alot HaShachar. Then we come, we do Tanit from Alot HaShachar until the start of Rosh Hashanah, the onset of Rosh Hashanah, and then that's it, then we're perfect. We have no problem whatsoever. However, though, you should know that it says, right, as follows. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, in Siv Katan Kafalef, he says, nowadays they don't eat before, but they will only drink, whether it's a coffee or tea, before going to the Beit HaKnesset. Anyway, we have Selichot, we remember that. So he says, and that's also brought down in the Ben Ishchai. The Ben Ishchai says that somebody that does not sleep on the night of the Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is basically the night before Rosh Hashanah, so he says, so he could eat before until Alot HaShachar. But if he sleeps, then he's not supposed to eat, and only he should drink. So he says, the Chazon Vadia brings down, it's quoted over here, that he says, the ones that they come and they want to do Tanit, in order, he says, that there is such a concept of doing Tanit. However, though, he says, if you want to do that, make a condition before you go to sleep. Which means, before you go to sleep, you come and you make a condition, that if you wake up before Alot HaShachar, you want to eat and drink beforehand, but it's still better to refrain from eating if you actually came and you slept a full sleep in your bed. He says, why? Because according to the Zohar HaKadosh, you're not supposed to eat, right, before Alot HaShachar, especially when it's going to be like a Tanit. That's like any Tanit. Right? We've spoken about this a few times, if you remember, that even for Shiva Sebe Tammuz or Tisha B'Av, doesn't matter, because anyway, you already started the night before. But for example, Shiva Sebe Tammuz, if you remember, we brought down in the bulletin there as well, that what happens is that some people, what they do is they purposely wake up early, they have a meal, and then they come, and then they have the entire rest of the day Tanit. According to the Zohar HaKadosh, you're not allowed to do that. You're only allowed to drink. So therefore, it says Rav Ovadia, even though you are allowed to come and you're allowed to make a condition, right, as if to say before going to sleep and saying if you wake up before Lotos Shachar you want to eat, it's still better to refrain from food, just drink, whether it's tea, coffee, whatever you want, you can drink, but not to actually eat, because according to the Zohar Kadosh, it's a tzur to eat. So that's why it's just important, to pay attention to what we are doing, even though the concept of doing Ta'anit on Erev Rosh Hashanah is to humble ourselves as well, right, in order to do that. Now, there was one more custom I'll just explain, which was very interesting. I did hear that, right, we know that on Rosh Hashanah we try to come and we try to eat before Chatzot. So therefore, what happens is that we were not Ta'anit. Or we'll drink water in the morning, and then let's say we're not in Ta'anit the entire day, so there's no problem. The Ashkenazim, they have a very, very long tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. So what they do, since they have a very long tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, they do kiddush, right? If I'm not mistaken, before tkiyat shofar, or some of them do it right before kiyat Torah. They have their customs, but they would do a kiddush in the middle of the tefillah, as if to say like what we do on Simchat Torah, in order to get out of this problem. However, though, right, then they could continue until 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, right? That's what happens in some bate knesiyot of Ashkenazim. What happens though is that I once heard that some people, they do the opposite. They would do purposely, as if to say that they will do Ta'anit Ki'ilu until Chatzot, which means is that on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, right, you're doing Ki'ilu Ta'anit until Chatzot, and therefore what happens is that's another 1 day of Ta'anit. So if you have Erev Rosh Hashanah, that's 1 day, then you have the one which is the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah put together, because if you fast 2 days until Chatzot, that's like fasting one full day, right? So then you have Tzom Gedaliah, then you have Kippur. They were doing the count differently. But again, the concept of any type of a Ta'anit is always to come and always to try to do Teshuvah, to become closer to Hashem. Because again, just to come and to say, you know what, I'm going to go on a diet for a day, it doesn't actually help us. The concept of a Ta'anit is to do Teshuvah and to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.